This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver city attorney is stepping down. Kristen Bronson said she will leave her post on November 2nd after 6 years in the role. Mayor Michael Hancock has nominated deputy city attorney Carrie Tipper to replace her. Members of various tribes gathered at the base of Mount Evans yesterday after a week-long 250-mile prayer walk from the site of Sand Creek Massacre. It was a push to change the mountain's name. Joseph Medicine Robe played a traditional Lakota prayer song on his flute.
We saw just 2 years ago the change of the name of Columbus Day to now is in the state of Colorado, Cabrini Day. Now we need to take it further on a federal level, just like the change of this sacred mountain to Mount Blue Sky or whatever other name designated by the First Nations.
Indigenous activists want to rename the 14er Mount Blue Sky. The mountain is currently named after John Evans, a former Colorado territorial governor who incited the Sand Creek Massacre. A home-built airplane destroyed in a mid-air collision last month near Longmont was not transmitting its location before the crash. That's according to a preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board. Investigators say both planes were required to send automatic position updates, which help other pilots stay out of their way. The small Cessna airplane had its system turned on, but the other plane hadn't activated its signal in months. Three people died in the crash, including a flight instructor and a student pilot. In Longmont, it's 77 degrees and partly cloudy. In Denver, it's 74 degrees and fair. And in Vail, it's 50 degrees and partly sunny. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.